It is a Y Wednesday, an update with the folks at the Marquette County YMCA. Lisa Coombs-Giroux with us this morning. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Well, it is very busy times at the Marquette facility, and I want to give you an opportunity to give folks an update, but also what they need to be aware of if they are headed to the facility. So what's the latest?
The latest is that if you're entering the Y, you need to come in the southwest corner of the gymnasium.
Okay.
We've moved the coffee and the lounge area to the one half of the gym, so you still can come in and, you know, those folks that come to, you know, socialize, absolutely is still that there. And as you go around the corner, then there's kids playing basketball. So the other half of the gym is still open. Once you get into the YMCA, the biggest changes you'll see right now is the front lobby is completely closed. They spent the last 2 days jackhammering the floor and doing some work in that area to make sure that it's good and stable.
Sure.
And then the Y Lounge is also closed. That area is becoming the Health Innovation Suite. And then you'll notice a big temporary drywall wall on the north side of the group exercise and wellness area. They've basically built the additions. The main walls on the outside are up, and they've tore down the walls. So if you look at the north or west side, you'll see big exposed parts of the building, and the windows are out, and everything is coming down. But we're still staying open, and we're still serving the community, and lots of programs happening still.
Well, let's back up a little bit for those that maybe aren't familiar with what's happening there. This is part of a planned expansion project that's been in the works for quite a long time.
It has been in the works for quite a long time. We started almost even before I was at the Y, 8 years ago, looking at how do we expand the wellness center, because it's just been too small, and add another exercise room and do some upgrades to some of the equipment and facility. And as we've worked through some land issues and some pieces with Northern Michigan University and the city of Marquette, both gracious partners to make some things happen, and then the USDA stepped in. We have stepped on a limb. We have taken a loan for a lot of this work, but we've also gotten some great donations and pledges, and folks are coming forward, kind of doing a silent campaign right now. We'll probably kick off a major campaign next year to pay for everything. But it's been amazing. And long term, you will see a new entryway. The kids' gym and the tot watch area are going to be completely redone. The pool needs a dehumidification system. You know, the steel after a while and the corrosion, we've got to do some work in there. That new ventilation system will make a big difference. And also some painting. There's some dark spots sometimes in the pool because it's kind of a gray ceiling.
Sure.
And it's when the light shines in there, it's kind of scary. So we're going to paint the ceiling white and make sure that we can really have some good visibility for our lifeguards. And then as you come down the hall, we're doubling the size almost of the wellness center, and then all new equipment. Yesterday, we were actually getting ready to order all the equipment in. We really have some exciting pieces that we're going to be able to bring in from Matrix. And then another classroom, which will be group exercise, some training, and some other classes for youth and teens. And then as you walk down the hall, the Health Innovation Suite, that's going to be just a huge addition for our chronic disease programs. Live Strong and Live Wise for Alzheimer's patients, you know, early onset Alzheimer's, I should say. And then also diabetes prevention, mm-hmm. Enhanced fitness, and we'll have our physician and our nutritionist in that area. And then the big gymnasium, which is two gyms with an indoor track. Those pieces will be huge additions to the YMCA. So over the course between now and, you know, February, March, a lot of that will be done, and then the big gym will start in the spring. So just a lot of exciting things happening.
It is a Y Wednesday as we continue in the studio this morning with Lisa Coombs-Giroux with the YMCA of Marquette County. We're talking about the expansion project that's going on at the Marquette facility. But Lisa, I wanted to ask you about this, that if someone is a member with the Y and maybe they don't want to go deal with construction, but they still want to get a workout in, could they head to the Negaunee facility? What can they do? What are some of the options?
You can absolutely go to the Negaunee facility. If you have a membership at the Marquette Y, you can use either facility anytime. And the Negaunee Y, you know, we just finished that one this last spring, and it's beautiful. I'd encourage anyone who, you know, wants to go up and use the facility to check it out. It has all the pieces except the pool and the gym that we have in Marquette. Mm-hmm. So the tot watch is there, the group exercise room, all the equipment, and we have lots of programs going on up there now.
Well, it certainly is an exciting time with the Y. I mean, you're seeing it now. You're actually seeing brick and mortar projects underway, which is also why I'm sure you're recommending folks can stop in, even though it might not be the regular front door to come in as before. Stop by and check it out to see what the options are going to be if they're considering becoming a member.
Absolutely. And the thing that's happening right now is the transitions. So as we move, most of the lobby and actually the Health Innovation Suite will be done by January 5th.
Okay.
And then our Tot Watch, along with the kids' gym, will be back open the way they were previously. So a lot of those parents with young children have missed the kids' gym. Mm-hmm. That will be back January 5th also. And our preschool room will be moving out of the Y. The four-year-old preschool that's there will be moving to our new center.
Okay.
So we'll be consolidated everything in making sure that those areas are back open January 5th. The pool also is going down on the 20th of December. So it will be closed for 2 weeks for the work that has to happen. And it's not always the best time to do things over the holidays, but it's the time in those 2 weeks where we're closed because of Christmas and New Year's. And we also close early at noon on Christmas Eve and then three on New Year's Eve. So, and it, because of the weekends and the where things fall this year, it seemed like the best time to be able to get all this work done, transition everybody and be ready for the new year, you know, where we need to be and be open on January 5th.
Well, if people want to stop in or they want to find out more, what are the best ways to get that ball rolling?
They can give us a call at the Y at 227-9622, or they can visit the website, ymcamqt.org, or just give us a call and, you know, talk to us, check the website out, and we're here to answer any questions. It is a transition time, but, you know, with transition comes great promise.
Well, in a way, it seems almost like a great gift to the community at Christmas time here, and we just want to say congratulations on that, that it's been really good, that it's been in the works for a long time, and it's very nice to see things actually come into fruition.
It sure is.
Lisa Coombs-Drew with us this morning with the YMCA of Marquette County. Thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with everything.
Thanks, guys.